Hi, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom on this 11th day of November. We have had a couple of interesting days discussing our news articles, one on lighting up cancer cells and one on solar panels. And today we have a totally different article that also is very relevant for society today, and I think that you'll find very interesting. And to discuss these articles with me, I have in our studio
Pam.
And Simon.
And I'm Linda. And which article that we discussed in the last couple of days was most interesting to you, the solar panels or the cancer, lighting up cancer cells one?
I think I personally enjoyed the cancer article. It's very hopeful. It offers promise. There's still a lot to be learned and tested about it, but I think that it is hopeful.
What about you, Simon?
I think both gave me a list of things I want to Google later.
Okay.
To find out a little more, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, and we invite all of you to, this is kind of a drop in the bucket, an introduction to these different topics that we are introducing here. And the one we talked about yesterday was solar panels that are coming out that are more hopefully attractive, put out by Tesla, that are available worldwide now. And today we're discussing something entirely different. We're going to be talking about what is happening in the field of anti-terrorism and what technology is doing and how it's involved. We know that it's been quite controversial in the news, and we're now going to see what's happening on that realm. So if you have your magazines with you, can you turn to page 22 so that you can follow along with our reading, or maybe you can find it on your digital device and read along with us. And we're going to read to almost the bottom of the first column down to about line 29 or so.
Google and YouTube detail new anti-terrorism efforts. YouTube is stepping up its fight against online terror and abuse, laying out four new steps it's taking amid recent terrorism-related incidents around the world. The moves also come after advertisers began pulling their ads from YouTube and other Google properties after learning they were appearing beside extremist content. Kent Walker, general counsel for Google, wrote in a blog post that thousands of the company's employees review and counter abuse of our platforms, but that the company is trying to do even more. That includes making videos that don't violate company policies, but that contain inflammatory religious or supremacist content harder to find. Creators of such videos won't be able to monetize them, and the videos won't have comments and endorsements enabled. We think this strikes the right balance between free expression and access to information without promoting extremely offensive viewpoints, Walker wrote.
So if something... It says they're detailing new anti-terrorism efforts. So we see this word anti, which means against.
Right.
So they are doing something to go against terrorism and the efforts that terrorists are trying to promote.
That's right.
Okay, so what is YouTube doing, Simon?
Well, it says it's stepping up its fight against online terror and abuse. And so when you step something up, really, it just means you're increasing the amount of work you're doing on it. You're increasing your effort to fight against those things.
And how are they doing that?
Well, they basically give us a number of different moves that they are making, not only YouTube, but also Google, because, of course, they're owned by the same company.
Okay. And it says that they're laying out four new steps, okay? And it's kind of interesting. There's been an increase in terrorism-related incidents around the world, and this is kind of a backlash, okay, happening against what's been going on.
Right.
And one of the reasons that this is happening, of course, is because the advertisers are taking their ads away from YouTube, and they're not supporting YouTube or Google because they have seen that their ads are appearing next to sites that have extremist content.
Right, and something extremist is just something that is it's very unreasonable, extremely unreasonable or unacceptable. But I think if we back up a little bit, the reason that Google and YouTube have been forced, have been pushed into this position that they did not take very quickly on their own is because what has been discovered is that with many of these terrorists, they've gone back into their, say, their Facebook page or their YouTube usage or their Google usage, and they're finding that some of these terrorists have put a lot of propaganda on social media in a way to encourage others to follow along.
Okay, so the advertisers don't want to be seen to support that.
That's right.
So maybe when they put an advertisement in the first place, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't draw any attention. But after it's happened, they've gone back in and added more. So now it's become very extremist. So actually, if we're talking, you know, I mean, when you look at the definition of the word, it says someone who has beliefs which most people think are unreasonable and unacceptable here. When we are really talking about extremists here, we're really talking about, using it in the, as another word for terrorists.
Right.
Okay.
As an extremist. That's right.
Right. So Kent Walker, okay, now he's the general counsel for Google. What did he write about?
Well, he's basically as the general counsel, it means he's the lawyer for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote in a blog post that there are many employees that already review and counter or fight against abuse in sort of their Google platform. So on Google or on YouTube, things like that.
Okay, but now what are they doing? They're trying to do even more, right?
Yeah.
So because they found out that that really isn't enough.
That's right. It wasn't enough. I do think we sometimes say someone is kind of late to the party. They're kind of late coming up with this decision. I think they have been a little bit guilty of that. But when your advertisers start threatening to pull their money, then all of a sudden people pay attention. CBS.
Well, they didn't only threaten. They actually did it.
They did it. That's
so,
right. So
you know that phrase, money talks.
That's exactly right. So Google and YouTube are now paying attention, and they understand that they have to do more. They're going to have to be more proactive.
Okay, and so our next paragraph talks a little bit about what all this entails. It says that includes making videos that what, Simon?
Well, maybe don't violate the rules, but are still kind of problematic. They still have a bunch of problems or people. They cause strong feelings and reactions
mm-hmm.
among people.
Okay, so that was extremely politically correct. So the sentence actually in the article says, contain inflammatory, religious, or supremacist content. So let's look at that phrase. So if something is inflammatory,
it means to inflame. That's the verb. And if you inflame, you are causing a strong, harsh, or extreme reaction, often violence.
Okay, this comes from fire, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's inflammatory, religious, or supremacist content. And supremacist actually is one of our words here. And what does that mean?
A supremacist group is a group that often believes they are better. They want more power over another group of people, and oftentimes it comes back to skin color. They think they're better because they are a certain skin color than someone else who looks or believes a certain way.
Our religion
exactly.
As well,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, do you want to jump in here, Simon? Do you have anything to add?
Not really. I mean, just the main step here is that they're basically creating a new category of videos that are limited. So already if things break the rules, they get kicked off the platform. But these are things that maybe don't break the rules, but they're still sort of troubled. And
mm-hmm.
so they've created this new category, which basically involves Google or YouTube making it harder to find that content and preventing the creators of those videos from making money off it through ads.
Right, so it says they won't be able to, that's what this phrase means, won't be able to monetize them,
mm-hmm.
to make money off them. And the videos won't have comments and endorsements enabled. That's
I think it's
big.
Really important. It is because I'm at this stage where I don't even like to read comments anymore. People, because it's anonymous, freely express a lot of very rude opinions about almost any subject around the world. But with these, I think this is very important because their point is to inflame, inflame attitudes. And so they have decided, YouTube and Google, have decided that people will no longer be able to put comments or put endorsements, the pros and cons, below.
Well, an endorsement, if you endorse something, it means that you support it or approve of it.
Right.
So you can no longer on Google or on YouTube support this kind of video, okay, or this kind of content as a private person, as a private individual, because already the advertisers are taking their ads off it.
That's right.
And Walker goes on to say that he thinks that this strikes the right balance. That's a phrase that you will hear in English. If you strike the right balance, what are you doing, Simon?
It just basically means you're finding the right amount of something. In this case, you're finding you're still allowing those videos to go on the platform, but you're not allowing the people who make those videos to have full access to all the services.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can express themselves, they can have access to information, but they cannot promote offensive viewpoints. It says extremely offensive viewpoints.
And we can understand this has been difficult for leadership to make this, to figure out how to deal with it, because they're trying to protect free speech.
Mm-hmm.
We can understand that. So they feel that this will protect free speech, but also protect the rest of us from the offensive videos.
I know. If you Google anything, any kind of news article that's kind of edgy, or YouTube it, or even on Facebook, the comments on there are very inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are out to start a fight almost.
I agree.
So you do need to be careful, and you need to be, you know, as parents, I would encourage you to know what your kids are also watching and listening to.
Right.
Even though Google and YouTube is trying to curb its use, it's still available if you know where to look. So we need to be careful. Well, let's continue reading the rest of this article to the bottom of the second column.
In addition, Google says it's devoting more engineering resources and advanced machine learning research to try to help quicker identification and removal of extremist and terrorism-related content. Also, the company says it will rely on even more humans. Because technology alone is not a silver bullet, we will greatly increase the number of independent experts in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program, Walker said in the blog post. Human experts still play a role in nuanced decisions about the line between violent propaganda and religious or newsworthy speech. The fourth step involves an expanded role in anti-radicalization efforts that include advertising aimed at potential ISIS recruits that redirects them to anti-terrorist videos. Google also said it's working with Facebook, Microsoft, and Twitter to tackle terrorism-related concerns. The big internet companies are facing increased pressure from governments, politicians, and others who lay some of the blame on online platforms for spreading extremist messages. YouTube has long dealt with such concerns. Its platform has hosted user-generated video since before Facebook and Twitter began to focus on video. But this year, the company faced a massive backlash in the form of lost advertising.
So we see that Google is not just stopping there. It also is going to provide more engineering resources and advanced machine learning research. Exactly what does that mean? Anybody know?
It means they're not just hiring more workers to check what's on the site. It means they're also going to technology. Machine learning basically means they're trying to find a way to get machines to use artificial intelligence to help with this problem.
Yeah, I think that they hear keywords, you know, and that's when they check them. When it comes on and they're listening, like maybe the machine learning part of it or the engineering resources, when they are run through their filters and they hear words that are provocative or extremist, that they pick up maybe and review those. But that's just my guess. That's often how it works.
That makes sense, though. So when they use those kind of filters, they're mm-hmm. hoping it will help them be able to identify this problematic content or videos faster, and then to be able to take it down.
Right. So I want to point out that we are looking at two, well, they're separating the word extremist and terrorism-related content. So they are closely related, but maybe not necessarily the same. Okay? And somebody can be an extremist without being a terrorist.
That's right.
So we need to be aware of that. And extremist just has to do with your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And also it says that the company will rely on even more humans, so it sounds like that they're going to be hiring more people or at least diverting more human energy into taking a look at this problem. Now, it says because technology alone is not a silver bullet. This is kind of an interesting use of this mm-hmm. phrase, silver bullet. It just means easy solution.
Right.
Usually
easy
we
solution.
Think that technology will solve everything. But it says that it's going to do what, Simon?
Well, they're going to increase the number of people, basically, who are involved in checking the content. And so they use a number of terms to describe those people. They say independent experts, and that's basically people who have a good awareness, I guess, of what is offensive, what is not offensive. And those people are part of something called YouTube's Trusted Flagger Program.
That is so interesting, isn't it?
Seems dangerous to me.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting because it says here, human experts still play a role in the nuanced decisions. Because sometimes when you are searching like for keywords, you can go around them. You can say them a different way. And it can be said in such a way that it is promoting something that you don't support, but they aren't using the keywords that maybe a machine learning research or technology would pick up on. But I do agree, if you go to humans, it's also very subjective.
Well, I like the word they use there. They say human experts still play a role in the nuanced decisions.
Yeah.
So nuance basically means like small details that are important to understanding what is going on. And mm-hmm. so these decisions require a lot of insight and careful thought, because if you think about it, if you have two extremists, basically people who have extreme views but they disagree with each other, then each will think the other person is an extremist,
right.
but they are not an extremist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that raises the question, I guess, what is the difference between an extremist and a person who's just in the minority that most people don't agree with, right? So if you don't agree with everyone else, I think you probably run a very high risk of being called an extremist, regardless of whether or not you're advocating or suggesting that people do violent things, or, you know, you can be easily called an extremist regardless of what you are sort of saying. And so that's why this requires such nuanced decision. So, for example, just as an example, you know, you've seen pictures of like the kid with the diaper on and the dogs pulling the diaper. There was an ad about that. Do you remember that ad?
Was it a suntan?
Yeah, I think it was suntan lotion, right?
It was.
That's an old ad.
Yeah, it was an old ad. But if that image came up, it would be very easy for like a machine learning, like artificial intelligence, to identify it as like an inappropriate image, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not really inappropriate. So it's important to have people who I guess are experts play this role in understanding, oh, that's an old sunscreen ad that's not, like, inappropriate content.
Right. And I agree with Simon. I think it's very important that they will rely on more human interaction, because if you look at modern-day terrorism, the terrorists are very sophisticated, very smart in using social media. It seems like they're always one step ahead. And so, as you said earlier, Linda, they can get around some of this by not using the keywords that they've used in the past. They know the filters are grabbing onto those. So if you have human beings actually viewing the videos, actually reading the content, they know what to look for. Even if something doesn't stand out in the normal way it would have before.
Mm-hmm.
I think those people, too, though, will need very clear guidelines about what kinds of things Google considers unacceptable. Because, you know, you run the risk of really just targeting minority beliefs and opinions, right?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. It says that it needs to divide the line between violent propaganda and religious and newsworthy speech. So we're talking about freedom of speech versus calling for, you know, violence, that kind of propaganda, right? I can't imagine that they leave that decision to one person. I mean, to me, it would seem like if they are independent experts, I'm just assuming that their decisions would be also reviewed. But that's just an assumption on my part.
We'll just have to wait and see, right? Because if you have someone who is sort of, the public accepts that the person is an extremist, they don't necessarily have to say, like, go out and kill people. They can say things like people need to get organized and do something about this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And their meaning is clear to their followers.
Right. And
but
that's
they
the nuanced
actually,
decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of where it gets tricky, right?
So we're down to the fourth step now, where there is an expanded role in anti-radicalization efforts that include advertising aimed at potential ISIS recruits and that redirects them to anti-terrorist videos.
This is interesting to me because this is one of the things that ISIS recruiters have done so successfully. They have used social media to recruit young men. And now it looks like Google and YouTube will look at these. They'll focus on these recruitment videos, and they'll point the viewers in a different direction toward anti-terrorist videos.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about, let's talk about this word radicalization, because that's what you hear in the news all the time. We're talking about ISIS is radicalizing people. Mm-hmm. We don't really say it that way, right? But we talk about radicalization videos. What does that mean?
I suppose in this sense, a radical is basically an active extremist. So they're a person with extreme views that is maybe acting on them. Maybe that's the best way to understand this. And so radicalization then is the process of making someone into a radical or making someone active in their extreme views. So what you would think about here is maybe someone who agrees with a point of view and starts watching videos and being told, like, we got to get organized and do something about this, and they decide they're going to do something about it, right?
Right.
And so anti-radicalization efforts then, I mean, really it just shows how we have no privacy at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Google knows who, you know, which people are at risk of being radicalized from our various internet use habits. And so they have this campaign to de-radicalize people who are being radicalized or make them not radicalized.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me, too, because it does seem to be primarily young men. That they seem to be the demographic, the one group that falls into this category. So they are impressionable. They are easily swayed, apparently. So Google thinks that they could be maybe just as easily swayed back to the other side, away from terrorist ideas or extremist ideas.
I think it's interesting that it's expanding beyond Google to most of social media. Facebook, Microsoft, and Twitter are also trying these terrorism-related concerns, and they're also acting to try to to de-radicalize people. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
That's
a tough word. I used the same word. Basically, make people not radical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People who are becoming radical.
Well, I think the whole point here is it says potential ISIS recruits. So, you know, it's trying to deflect that so that people don't feel like, okay, I need to join ISIS.
Right.
And we see that, we talked about this at the beginning, too. The big internet companies are getting pressure from governments, politicians, and others who lay some of the blame on online platforms for spreading extremist messages. I know a lot of people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go online and learn about almost anything, and it's not positive.
Right.
So I think that they're finally listening, you know. And governments and politicians are, you know, they are putting pressure on these companies. So we see, of course, YouTube, you know, has always had these concerns, and it says its platform has hosted user-generated videos since before Facebook and Twitter. But this year, YouTube has faced a massive backlash in the form of lost advertising. And if you face a backlash in something, what do you do?
Well, the advertisers have heard from the people who buy their products,
mm-hmm.
and they're unhappy with what has been going on social media. And so they have been lashing out at, they have been angrily responding to some of these advertisers and letting them know they won't continue to support them.
Right. So they're pulling their advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the backlash then is a negative reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we see that they're taking notice now. Again, and, you know, to me it's kind of sad that it has to come in the form of losing revenue to do something about this.
And that's why they're taking notice, Linda.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, we invite you to learn more about this. You know, you can Google what's happening or see what you think about this topic as well. And we invite you to write in and tell us what you think about the newsworthy articles and your opinion on some of this. Should this be happening or not? And we also invite you to join us again here on Advanced Studio Classroom. But we have to say bye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.